So splitting the Matrix video too. So I had to set it up to show you that everything's a cycle after the birthing down here in this little dream world that we're in. It's a cycle. It's a repeat. The reason you need the cycle is to cut out the flesh mind. And it takes object lessons over and over and over to get people to wake up a lot of times, you know. And so this cycle that we're in is because of Eve dropping us down in time, the mother of all living. So those who split the matrix are mine, the Bible says. The firstborn male is set apart and firstborn beast is sacrificed in the Old Testament. So what does that mean? Those who split the matrix are mine. So you're born in a dead system because, like I say, Eve dropped us down into time. Sin is death, right? So you're actually in a dead body. Your skin is peeling. Your fingernails are dead. Your hair is dead. Your rocks, you're just clay, you know? And so you're animated by God, His Spirit. If you're saved, the other people are animated by the AI program, you know? What am I saying? I'm saying once you get alive, once you wake up, you get spiritually born, then your spirit man, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. Your spirit man can seed plant into the machine. Now the base program is the blood of His cross, but if everything else is a reproduction, sound, light, people having babies, Amazon making products, reproduce, the farmer making produce, everything's a reproduction in the natural, then that means your thoughts have to be a part of it because everything's a piece cut off from God, the Spirit. God is the Spirit. Everything's a piece cut off from the Spirit. And so your thoughts, especially if you get the mind of Christ, are planting seed in the material realm. And the material realm makes a copy, just like a copy machine. So that's what's happening. So Amazon delivers the package. So you went on the computer or your phone or whatever, and you typed in and you placed your order. Bring things into order. Ordinance. You type it in on a typewriter or a computer, or you type it in on your phone. Type. Typology. So you type in what you want. Amazon gets the order. So you typed it in on a 2D screen. Amazon gets the order. It comes and reproduces, and it comes to you in a 3D version. Same in your mind. The typologies. Doesn't matter if it's 2D, 3D, 5D. It's the same type. The archetypes, the typologies. Doesn't matter if I do a painting on a 2D piece of paper, that painting's going to appear in 3D. I've actually did it. I was learning to paint, so I said, so I drew this face. I made the face, and I put blue hair on her head, you know, around the ears and all that. And so I went to work the next day, and a girl at work had blue hair. It appeared. Why? I cut off the noise. I cut off the TV. I control my own thoughts. I don't want to hear any thoughts from anything else. Unless it's a spirit-filled believer, you know. I don't want to hear anything else but the truth. And once you start meditating on the truth and you get the mind of Christ, you have the seed of the Spirit. And what happens? The seed goes into the womb, the Mother Earth, and makes a copy, a type, a typology. This is why it's important. The Bible says, to whatever things are good, lovely, right, meditate on these things. Think on these things. Because the witches and the warlocks know if they can put these thoughts in your mind that are not, you're going to get that reflection. That's why you got to get people that are in your life. They might even be your family, or they might be claiming to be friends, but they're actually putting a curse on you every time they open their mouth. And certain channels that you listen to that you think are building you up, and they're actually tearing you down. If they're using, why do you think they call curse words curse words? Because a curse word is a curse. They're telling, the name of it tells you. And they say, well, it's just a word. No, it ain't. If it's a curse word, it's a curse. So if you're listening to somebody cursing all the time, they're putting a curse on you. And they're actually throwing the curse on you, and they're vampiring off of your life force because you're receiving that curse, and they're deflecting it from their own karma or reap what you sow or whatever word you want to use. They're throwing a curse word to curse you to get it from hitting them so that you receive it so they can vampire and zombie off of your life force, which is in Christ. So if you're sitting there listening to somebody cursing all the time, that's why you're having trouble. Because you're receiving the curses that that person is throwing on you, and they are, instead of them reaping what they sow, they're throwing it on you. That's why you, when you enable, so you got these codependence enablers, right? So when you enable somebody to live in sin, you enable somebody to vampire off of you, God is going to spank you before He spanks them, because you're in the way. You're in the way. And they know this. They want to throw in the judgment of God onto you. They want to throw in the reap what they sow onto you, because all they're sowing is sin and death and misery. So they want to throw it onto you with their curse words, with their whatever you want to say, with their projections or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Instead of them reaping what they sow, they want to throw it onto you, and you get in the middle and you try to enable somebody to do wrong. And so they're not going to receive the curse. You are. And they know that. I don't know how they know it. I guess it's because they've been living that way from a child. If they can put all their trouble onto you and you receive it, then they don't have to think about it. If you protect them from the universe, God is going to spank you instead of spanking them until you get out of the way so He can spank them. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, people.